Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is May 9th, 1941, and the title is Mountain of the Wind. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
A cloud of dust and a hearty hi-yo silver, the Lone Ranger. Wagon trains that crossed the Great Plains of the mountains on their way to California in the early days of the Western United States faced many dangers. But they found one ally against Indians and outlaws and the forces of nature. The strength and courage of the masked rider of the plains, his daring and resourcefulness, and above all, his knowledge of the country were always at their service. It was he, more than any other man, who blazed the trail for the emigrants and brought them safely to their destination. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. We're heading for the mountains. Arnold's waiting for us. Hail, Silver. Hi.
The early sun, rising from the east, burned away the mists that covered the foothills, which sloped up higher and higher until they became mountains scraping the sky. The Lone Ranger and Tonto rode against the outcropping of the rock and saw a wagon train laying up in the gulch below them. The Lone Ranger raised his hand and the horses stopped.
The wagon train, Kemosabe. Ready to head over the Rockies for California. 10 wagons, 20 head of oxen, horses. Looks like a well-outfitted wagon train, doesn't it?
Maybe so.
It's no easy job crossing the Rockies, especially this time of year.
Maybe we go closer, huh?
That one wagon, Tonto, with the patched canvas top, doesn't look in as good condition as the rest.
That's right.
I think we better give this outfit a closer look. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Rocky Mountains, look at it. They sure poke their noses a long way into the sky. Look at them, Jean.
I've been looking at them for the last month, Frank, all the way across the prairie, day after day.
Yeah, day after day, Jean. They've been getting a little closer and a little bigger every morning, Jean. You could almost reach out and touch them. Now we're in them. We're really in the mountains.
Well, not quite, Frank.
All right, then, the foothills, same thing, I reckon. We're starting to do the real climbing today. California's on the far side, Jean. Been thinking over what I asked you?
Let's wait till we get there, Frank.
I love you, Jean.
I think I love you, Frank, but we'll wait till I can be certain. Please?
I've been waiting so long, reckon a little longer won't hurt none. I guess that's why I'm so all-fired anxious to get over the mountains, so as I can get your answer.
Hey, Seaton.
Huh?
There's stiff neck staring up the hills that way. Wallace wants you, Seaton.
My father wants Frank.
That's what I said, ain't it?
What's it about?
If you two had stopped staring at the mountains, you'd have seen it the same as we did. Look yonder.
Riders.
Frank, one man.
Yeah, masked man and an engine. Wallace figures we ought to be around to see what they're after.
Yeah, Bob, I reckon I'll get my gun, too. Just...
That's far enough, mister. You need to pull them reins.
You heading this wagon train?
I am.
Frank, did you ever see a man who looked as strong as he does?
Quiet, Jane. He still... He sure don't look like no outlaw, despite that man.
All right, mister. I notice you and the engine letting your eyes roam over the camp. You got a crew of outlaws in them hills behind you waiting to attack you, wasting your time. We'd shoot you first.
We're not outlaws.
Come on, Wallace. Tell him to mind his own business.
Mister, you don't talk like an outlaw.
We mean no harm, Wallace.
We friends.
We want to warn you to be careful.
Yeah.
This time of year, the Rockies are treacherous. It's a long, hard climb over the peak. You'll need every ounce of supplies and provisions you can carry.
Most figure we're greenhorns, mister.
Even seasoned westerners have been trapped in those mountains. Before you start up, Wallace, make sure...
Just a minute, wise man. You got anything else to add to that?
You don't want advice?
I'm leading this caravan that's getting to California without no trouble. These wagons are hand-picked. The oxen are good and strong. All the folks are personal friends of mine. Honest, upright people. That is, except for Barber here.
Barber, huh? Not your wagon with a patch top?
Yeah. Join the wagon train at Wallkill. It's any of your business...
Tonto, take a look.
No, me too.
No, you don't, engine. You got six guns trained on you. Don't go no further.
Wallace, we're going to check on that wagon and make sure it's got supplies enough.
Sort of high-handed ways, mister. Who appointed you to do the deciding?
I did, Barber. Any objections?
Yeah. No, master.
Don't move any of you.
My gun.
Leave it there, right on the ground.
Jane, did you see that? He drew his guns and shot Barber's gun right out of his hand.
Lower that gun, Wallace.
All right, where's him? I reckon this place there ain't no shooting. You sure got a high-handed way of doing things?
It's your stubbornness, Wallace. It won't take us long, but we're looking at the wagons. Out of the way, Barber.
Well, Maxwell, do you say this right?
You've got a good wagon train here, Wallace. Good enough to get to California.
We don't need you to tell us that.
But, Wallace... Get rid of Barber.
Eh?
Oh, he's got enough supplies, the same as the rest. But he's the wrong kind of partner on a dangerous trip like yours.
Mister, I reckon I can judge character as well as any. Barber stays.
If something goes wrong, he'll think of himself first. He won't consider the rest of you at all.
Oh, no, I beg to differ. Mister, I've heard enough and wasted time enough. Outlaw, whatever you are, I bet you are yours. We're heading over the mountains. We're going to the meet you. Powwow's over. Get them wagons ready.
All right, come on here.
You tell him about Barber?
Yes, Tonto, but it did no good. Wallace is too sure of his own opinion to listen to any other. Yeah, let's travel.
Them got good supplies.
They should have no trouble, Kemosabe.
That's right. But me not like Barber.
We've warned them, and that's the most we can do. After all, plenty of others have gone over the Rockies with much poorer preparation. They'll do all right.
Maybe so, but Tonto not sure.
Sit along the line, Barber.
Yeah, I'll hitch up and wait. My wagon's at the rear.
Gino, get back there. We'll be heading along.
Right. Get up, boys.
All right, folks. Get your reins steady. We're starting as soon as I give the word.
All right. Mr. Wallace, can Jane ride with me part of the way?
Hey, I reckon so. She wants to. Hey, go get in your wagon rolling. First team, leads the way. Keep your wagon wheels right in line so as you can ease your traveling.
All right.
And here's my wagon.
Up you go.
Now... reckon we'd best forget about trouble. We've got a trip ahead of us. Give me that whip, will you?
Here you are, Frank.
All right. Start your wagons. We're heading for California.
Here we go, Gene. Get that brain.
Get up, you oxen. Get up.
Gene, you know, somehow I ain't as happy as I was this morning. Looking up at them mountain peaks, I got a feeling that we're heading for trouble. A heap of trouble before we get over the top into California.
Thank you.
The wagon train crawled up the mountains like a giant centipede, up and up, slowly and carefully. The air became colder and sharper, and the wind began to whistle down from the towering peaks above them. As the climbing continued day after day, Barber began to show his true colors. The first indication was given when one of the wagons jammed its wheels while crossing a mountain stream.
Come on, heave at these wheels. We'll have to lift her over.
Jane, rouse up them oxen when we start heaving.
All ready.
All right, men, all together. Heave.
Heave.
Come on there, Barber. Put your back into it.
Hold it. You ain't pulling hard enough to lift a pebble.
Come on, she's moving. Heave. Heave. That did it. Let me get moving again. And Barber.
Yeah, Wallace?
The next time, don't let everybody else do the work, Chevy.
All right, Chevy.
Barber talked more and worked less with every passing hour. One night, with the wagon train camped halfway up the mountain trail...
I reckon you'll have to turn in soon, Jane.
How'd a heap rather sit here with you, Frank?
Well, I'm keeping night watch, Jane. It's my turn.
Yours? You mean that ornery Barber's?
Well, he claimed he twisted his ankle.
So he says, but it ain't so you know it ain't.
Let's forget him, Jane. Sure does blow up here, don't it?
Wind and more wind, Frank. I'll be almighty glad when we get over the top of this mountain pass.
Yeah, we...
What's that?
Wagon right here. It's a fire wagon.
Leave that barrel alone. Stealing supplies, huh?
Don't shoot.
You.
I might have known.
No, Satan, I ruined a barrel of flour yesterday, got it all wet. There's plenty here. I was just borrowing.
Time after time, Barber showed himself to be as worthless as the Lone Ranger and Tonto had suspected. Everyone in the wagon train had some reason to dislike him, until finally... Even stubborn old Wallace had to admit that he'd been wrong about Barber.
Yes, Jeanie, I reckon there's no fool like an old fool.
Now, Pa, it ain't your fault.
Yes, too. I should have seen long ago that Barber was a worthless coyote who didn't give a hang about nobody but himself. He's been ducking work, grumbling, holding up the wagons till we're way behind schedule.
We'll catch up.
If I hadn't been so all-fired opinionated, I'd refuse to let him come along with us. Can't send him back now. We're in the mountains already.
A man alone wouldn't have much of a chance, would he?
That's it. That's why I can't send him packing. I sure wish I'd listened to that masked man, Jeanie. I sure do.
You see him on mountain?
What's that?
It's 4 day now. Every day, Tonto watch you. Me see you look up on mountain.
Yes, Tonto. Ever since that wagon train left, I've been worried about them. We can see them each day up to now. Last night, they camped in a hollow.
That's right. There, plenty clear to see wagon way off.
See that overhanging cliff that marks the pass, Tonto? The one heaped high with snow?
That's plenty dangerous place.
Very dangerous, Kemosabe. The wagon train must be camped right below it.
Soon it begins storm. Look at clouds.
Yes, Kemosabe. The storm in the mountain pass is bad, but there are worse dangers. And that snow, for instance, it might be a tunnel. Look up there. It looks as if an avalanche is starting.
Barber, you doggone fool, I told you not to shoot off your gun. You start that snow tumbling down,
you... didn't try to say I was lying. Nobody can say that about me.
They can't, eh? Well, if I hadn't knocked the gun out of your hand, you'd have...
Oh, Frank, look, up the mountain.
What the...
snow, it's an avalanche.
Avalanche. Santa Barbara's gun started it off.
Avalanche, let me fight. Let me get out of the way.
No, you don't. We're all working, all of
us. Never mind the wagons. Right time. Run. Run for your lives. Run before she...
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. An avalanche, started by the sound of Barber's gun, roared down and engulfed the wagon train in the mountain pass high in the Rockies. Hard on its heels came one of the sudden, violent mountain storms, whipping the snow before a vicious wind. Far down the slope of the mountain, the Lone Ranger and Tonto rode straight into the storm, fighting their way up the steep incline.
The storm is getting worse, Tonto.
Scout fight plenty hard in deep snow. He's plenty tired.
If we could only tell whether Wallace's wagon train escaped that avalanche. They might have their camp beneath it after all. There was no way of being certain.
Storm come up after avalanche. We not see anything.
At this rate, it will take us days to get up there.
And snow plenty deep.
Perhaps the storm will stop, Kemosabe.
Mountain storm, deep strange. Nobody know when it stop. Nobody know when it start.
And there's one consolation, Tonto.
What that?
When the storm does stop, Wallace's wagon should be all right.
What you mean?
From the wind. It's not so strong here, but up above, the snow may be swept clean. The wind is much stronger.
Get him up, Scout.
Come on, Silver.
Well, Seaton, we got one thing to be grateful for. Nobody hurt. We got out from under that avalanche just in time.
Yes, sir.
But it looks bad. The women, folk, and the kids have been in the savvy. Them wagons is buried 3 deep under that avalanche.
And we were able to reach one wagon, Mr. Waller.
Yeah, just one. That little ford we got out of it won't last very long. Seaton, somebody's got to get down the mountain for help.
Meaning me?
Well, if you don't want to,
Andy. I was going anyway.
You'll need a partner, Seaton. 2 men make easier traveling. The only man that's as strong as you are is Barber.
Reckon he'll have to be the one, then.
The rest of us are too weak to buck them snowdrifts. Figure you can keep Barber in line?
I have to, don't I? Besides, even a sidewinder like Barber can't run out of me.
You'd help back to us, Seaton. I'm giving you some of the food we got.
Oh, no.
Don't be an idiot. We got mighty little, but there's enough for us who stay here waiting for a rescue party. You can't travel without some victuals.
If you say so, Mr. Wallace.
Yes. We'll pray for you, Seaton. Good luck.
The scout rested now, Kemosabe? The wind stopped, and the storm with it.
Scout!
Careful, Tonto. The rock is slippery. Covered over with ice.
It take plenty long time, slippery rock.
And the pass is still miles above us. If it were downhill, we could be there in 15 minutes. But uphill and against the snow, the avalanche piled up. There's no way of telling. It might be 15 days or more.
Tonto, that was a shot.
Come from up mountain.
Hill. Follow me.
You not take Silver?
We leave the horses here. Wait here, Silver.
Scout, stand still.
And they'll stay there till we return. This way, Kemosabe. Up this cliff. I don't think it's very far off.
That sheer wall. There's no use even...
Here, grab this lariat.
Put it... Mask, where'd you come from?
First, grab the rope. Tonto, man, I'll pull you up.
I got it. Stop pulling.
Yep. Well, once more, Tonto.
Me get him now.
Over the edge.
Mask, Injun, you certainly showed up at the right time.
You fell into that hole, Seaton?
No, mister, it was Barber shoved me in there. I went for my gun, but I was too late.
Barber, huh?
There, his footprints.
Mister, Barber's gone local.
Well, where's the wagon train? Was anyone hurt?
The avalanche hit us, mister. The wagons were smashed and food is needed. Me and Barber were picked ahead for a rescue party.
Wallace still believes in Barber?
No, sir, mister. Barber's the cause of all our trouble. He's always said he wasn't more, but now he's done the worst.
Well, these footprints head up the mountain.
Yeah, up. Dead owner is crook is heading for the wagon train. He says he's going back.
Back? What for?
Food.
What?
Food, mister. Barber's gone most local. He's so scared of starving, he said he wasn't going to freeze to death, going for help. He said there was food enough up there to keep one man alive for a good long time. He said he aimed to get that food no matter what.
What's that?
Mister, that's him. That's Barber shooting. He must be up there again. He's loco, I tell you. His loco is a crazy wolf running sheep and twice as dean.
Tonto, go below. Get the horses and head down the mountain for our camp. We have plenty of food there.
Me bring him back.
The snow will have melted away some by then. Make it as fast as you can.
Tonto, do it.
Yes, man, ain't no sense to that. What good is food if there isn't... Well, if there isn't anyone left when the food arrives but Barbara.
Come on, Seton. There's no time to waste.
You, Wallace, don't come no closer.
When you're speaking coyote going loco, we gotta have that food for the women folk for the kids.
I warned you, Wallace. I got plenty of bullets in this here wagon, savvy.
You little rat, that bullet's still right past my ear, Iron.
Save your breath, Wallace. I ain't alone here.
What?
I don't advise you doing nothing crazy, Wallace. But I kinda got your daughter right here in the wagon with me. Drop your guns and let you come close. That's it. Easy now. Now take a gag off.
Jeannie, what did this happen?
I was here at the wagon getting some food when Barbara come along.
Yeah. Reckon you won't start no trouble with your daughter right in the line of fire, Wallace. Now you're seen, go on back with the others.
Barbara, you gotta listen to reason. You can't mean to keep that food for yourself. It ain't human.
I'm saving my own life, Wallace. That's all I care about. Nothing you can say is gonna make me give up one sliver of it.
What's that?
Hey, that looks like Satan.
Satan? Can't be. I got rid of him down the mountain.
It is, Frank. And Paul, look. It's the masked man.
Wallace, Seton.
Yes, where's Red?
Come away from the fire a bit. I want to talk to you.
Honey, dark, isn't it?
Wallace, as I see it, you've got two problems.
You see, it all boils down to one, food.
Yes, but getting your food from Barber is the first.
It's only enough here to last a couple of days.
The other problem is getting away from here before more storms come along.
Mister, if you can figure that one, you're a wonder.
I think I have the second problem figured, Seton. But unless we get that food from Barber, none of us may have strength enough left to get away.
Yes.
Seton, how's your nerve?
Mister, if you got a plan to get Barber, there ain't no time to waste. I'm with you.
He's got Jenny.
He's got the food, too, Wallace.
Masked man, we gotta get working. When do you figure we go after Barbara?
Right now, Seton. Here's my plan.
Well, Tim Reach, sure tastes good. Maybe if you act pleasant, Miss Jane, I'll give you some. I don't mind having somebody to talk to.
If I eat that, it'd turn to ashes in my mouth.
Yeah. Tastiest ashes I ever ate.
Haven't you got any heart? There are children at that campfire. They're hungry.
Eat my kids.
Got no more worry for anyone but yourself, have you?
You guessed it, Miss Jane. The weather's clearing up gradual-like. A couple of days more, I'll bundle up this food and head down the mountain.
Leaving the rest of us to starve.
Father's got to look out for himself. He'll be safe as a blue chip back in Four Aces. Nobody will ever come get me because, well, it'll all be 2 weeks to travel. I'll be the only survivor.
The masked man will get you healed.
Yeah, now he won't. Wallace didn't, and Seton ain't gonna, and neither is the masked hombre. There's loose gravel all around this wagon for 10 feet every way. Nobody could get close in the wagon, son, without me hearing him. Besides, with you here, they wouldn't dare to...
What in thunder? The wagon is starting to roll.
How could it? It was on level ground.
Somebody got to the wagon, son. They're dragging it. Where's my gun? There ain't nobody there.
The wagon's moving faster.
Off the flat. It's heading down the slope.
We'll die.
We gotta stop it. I got it.
Barbara, get the brake. The brake.
Yeah, the brake.
Pull the brake. Stop it up. What's that?
Quiet, Miss King. Everything's all right.
The masked man.
Quiet. Here comes Barbara.
That was a near thing. Reckon I went maverick wild there for a second. I should have figured the brake would stop us from rolling.
We thought you'd forget that, Barbara.
The masked man. How did you...
Deacon and I fastened ropes to the wagon tongue and started the wagon rolling. Even if you'd forgotten to pull the brake, we had the path ahead blocked up. We weren't concerned about you. It was Miss Jane and the food.
Climbed over the tailboard while I was up front.
I did, and now this food
Look out, he's grabbing a rifle.
No, you don't.
Oh, my arm.
I wouldn't waste a bullet on you, Barber. Take his rifle, Miss Jane. We're giving that food to the others.
Frank, that food sure is making a heap of difference in the way folks feel, isn't it?
Oh, look at them youngsters eat. The trouble is, there ain't more than enough for one more day. Even with the men not eating enough for a hummingbird.
Bob is tied up good and tight, waiting till we get down the mountain to a sheriff.
Yeah, Jane, I hope we can. The masked man's about the only one that seems hopeful.
Yeah, look at him, Rounder. Standing on that high rock looking down the mountain. He's been there all day.
Yeah, I reckon you... Janie, he sees something.
Get him up, down. Up, silver.
Aye, Kimosabe! Wallace, Satan!
It's a masked man! What is it, mister?
There's somebody coming up the mountain.
Look, Frank, look, it's the engine. He's got two horses and they're both loaded down with food.
Good work, Tonto. You brought the food up the mountain even faster than I thought you would. Wallace,
here, masked man.
Now listen to this. Tonto, is the snow melting down below?
Maybe the wagon get through.
Oh, no use, engine. Mr. Weeder took the wagon down great long ago. But all the oxen are buried under that avalanche. We ain't got nothing to pull the wagon with.
Now, we have these two horses, Seaton. Silver and Scout. Come on, Silver. We're going to hit you to that wagon.
You come too, Scout.
Paw, the masked man's got us figured. We can do it. That wagon will hold everyone.
Well, you'll be crowded in, but that's better than staying up here.
Some of you men bring what food there is left. Load it in the wagon. Hurry.
Scout and Silver hitched up, Kimosabe.
Good. Now, Miss Jane, you ride the brake. Keep the wagon from sliding too much.
I'll do that, masked man.
Wallace, the rest of the men throw ropes over the tailboard. The wagon gets rolling too fast. They can hold it back by digging their heels into the ground.
You just hear that? Get busy.
Yeah, I'll tend to that, Mr. Wallace.
Let Murrow sit, masked man. What do you want me to do?
You see that Barber doesn't get loose from his ropes. When we get down below, he goes to a sheriff.
He won't get loose. Masked man.
Well?
Just between you and me and the engine. Are you sure we'll get down as you appear to be? I tried to get to California once.
Wallace, you'll get to California because you'll try again.
That's right.
We're getting you down out of the mountains. You can depend on that, just as sure as you're born. Come on, Silver. Lead him to the traces.
She's rolling. She's rolling. We're on our way.
Get him up, Scout. Hello, Silver. Hey!
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger, Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.